I am back outside the offices of Tony Holohan here on Bagot Street in South Dublin. And you will be aware that yesterday we were here asking why it was that the HSE NPHET, the National Public Health Emergency Team, headed up by Tony Holohan and the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, why it was that they had refused to provide an answer to a Freedom of Information request that we had put in several months ago, asking if the Department of Health and the HSE could provide proof that the virus, SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, actually exists, that it has been isolated in a lab. They had broken the legislation in relation to our Freedom of Information request. They had failed to provide a response within the deadline. And yesterday, after I did my stream from here, it obviously got a huge amount of traction all around the country. And this morning, lo and behold, what arrived in our post? Only this letter here from the HSE, which is proof of the answer that we knew that they would have to give. And that is that the virus, COVID-19, does not exist. If we dictate that, as science demands that we do, that viruses, in order to be deemed viruses, must be scientifically isolated in a laboratory and must adhere to the Cox postulates, which are a very stringent list of requirements in order to validate that a virus exists. Well, this virus does not adhere to any of them. So we requested in October, and in fact earlier than October, because as part of our legal action, we had been demanding the evidence that this virus actually exists, but also in our court case, we had been demanding and have been, and they have not produced it yet, evidence that lockdowns actually have any impact on the spread or otherwise of viruses. We have been demanding that they provide evidence that face masks are safe and that they do deter the spread of viruses. They don't. No such studies exist. We've been asking for evidence that social distancing is based in science. It isn't. It's made up. We've been asking for evidence that contact tracing has any bearing on the spread of a virus or otherwise. And of course it doesn't, because this organization here, NPHET, is making it up as they go along. But today, they were forced to admit that the COVID-19 virus does not exist. And this is what they have said. We requested a full, accurate and complete list of records held by the HSE or under the authority of the HSE, which describe the isolation of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, coronavirus COVID-19, taken directly from a symptomatic patient with COVID-19, where the sample was not combined, and this is critical, or mixed with any other source of genetic material, such as, for example, monkey kidney cells or cancer cells, thereby eliminating contamination as a possible source, alternative source of sampling. The response today is as follows from the HSE. Following consultation with my colleagues, both from the scientific and medical areas of the HPSC, can confirm that we would hold no records in relation to your request. These are the reasonable steps I have taken to ascertain the whereabouts of existence of such records, and unfortunately, I must inform you that having undertaken these searches, we were unable to locate the records in question. I am satisfied that all reasonable steps have been taken to locate the records that you have requested and must refuse, therefore, your request. And they go on to say that the record concerned does not exist. In fact, they outline it in yellow. This is their highlighting, saying that the record which we requested, that this virus actually exists, does not. They hold no evidence that it does. So there is your proof. Now, on foot of this information, on foot of this critical new evidence, we need to ask several new questions. And they are as follows. If the virus has not been scientifically isolated, how could we possibly know that a vaccine is effective if the virus for this vaccine has not been isolated? If you know about vaccines, you will know that they put a laboratory-made virus into the vaccine in order to provoke an immune reaction in the body. This is, of course, against nature, and nature always bites back. How can we possibly know if this vaccine is safe if the virus has not been isolated? How can anyone claim that a new variant, which is the latest scam that they're pulling upon us, that a new variant or a mutant strain exists if the original strain has never been isolated? How can a vaccine even be developed? How can a vaccine even be developed when the virus itself has never been isolated? And how can the effectiveness of a vaccine be determined if the pathogen itself it is designed to treat has not been isolated? How can a reliable test be developed to detect the presence of a particular virus if the virus itself has never been isolated? What proof do we have that a virus known as COVID-19 even exists if the virus has never been isolated? And what guarantee do we have that other spurious viruses will not be announced and held as a serious health threat to our society when the original virus was never isolated? Will these new viruses be equally speculative? And finally, what parent could allow their child to be vaccinated with a new vaccine which has never been tested on animals? A treatment designed to protect against a virus which has never been isolated is highly experimental and by definition is a very serious risk to health. And we know that many, many people who have got this virus vaccine, many people who have got this vaccine have ended up dead in some cases and have ended up very, very unwell. Some of them have been paralyzed. So what is coming out of this organization at the moment is so demented and deranged that if people don't see through it, one really has to question their own mental health. The latest from here is that if you have been in the United Kingdom in recent weeks, they are suggesting that you eat your Christmas dinner on your own in a separate room. This is how demented these people are. They are coming out with the most extraordinary demands. And this is getting incredibly dangerous because we are in the hands of psychopaths at this stage. So we all know that this is all about implementing permanent surveillance of the population. That is what it is about. And it is about nothing more than that. And this surveillance will result in a depopulation agenda, which will eliminate a sizable proportion of the population. Of course, first to go will be the mask believers, the vaccine believers. They are the people that will be discarded. And these people don't care about how many people are killed. They're about who is killed. They're just interested in numbers because they want to reduce world population by about, in the billions. So they're not interested in who, it's how many. So all of you who are still wearing masks, all of you who are going around saying you can't wait to get this vaccine, you are going to be the people who end up having your DNA radically altered, and many of you will end up getting severe health effects as a result of going down this road. But we can only warn you. We can only warn you. There's no doubt about it that COVID is the new religion. People are committed to it. They won't allow people like me to blaspheme it and to question it or challenge it and to see, does it stand up to scrutiny?